Okay, hey Teves. Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. Mazel and Brocha, Chaim and Brocha, Shalom and Brocha, yeah. Hey Teves, Tuesday, 26th of December 2006. Hey Teves, and Pasha means by Shlishi, Tuesday, right? Now, Pasha Ches, Mem Hey Ches, that's Vayigash. Shlishi. Ato, now after Yosef says to his brothers, Hashem has sent me here, Lemichyo, for you, to keep you alive, Usha Eris, and to preserve you, and Lahakyo Zechem, to keep you alive, Ruchnius wise, the Fleta Gedola, for the bigger Yeshua is going to come after 210 years, he is here as Mitzrayim, so he said four things. Lemichyo, Uvi Lish Eris, that's for Gashmius, and Lahakyo Zechem, keep you alive and alone and not assimilated in Goshen, the Fleta Gedola, for a big redemption one day. That means the Osid, Mitzias Mitzrayim. V'ato anel shlishi. V'ato anel lo atem shlach to Moshe Heino. You did not send me here. Ki Eloho Elohim, Hashem sent me here. Yeah, you were instruments for him to set me here, because either way, one day or the other, we have to come down to Mitzrayim. Ela in shal shel zel zohov, respectfully, or shal shel zel shel Abarzel, or non-respectively, as captive, because it's pre-planned that Briyas Olam already, the Avram, the children, will be in a slaves in the country, Lo Lohem. So you, either way or other, just like B'nai Yisrael was supposed to be in the Midbar 40 years, either as a tremendous zechus or as a punishment for the Meraglim. Either way it has to be. You can make good, you can make it good or make it bad. You know there's a Gemara about the people are good on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decrees rain. If it turns bad, you can't change it. So Hashem sends the rain. Yeah, sure, he sends the rain over the desert and over the Yam. Because it's the rain you're going to get, but he can change where it's going to fall. And on the other hand, if on Rosh Hashanah they're evil, then they do tshuva. So Hashem said, there's not going to be any rain, or very little rain, so they did tshuva after that. So it means the little rain will fall dafka only on the fields that need it, not one drop of misting, not in the wrong time, not when it's too hot, when they evaporated, not over the Yam, not over the Midbar, dafka on the field. So everything is preset, right? So it's up to you how to implement that. Hashem sent me here, which means Megalgulin Zechus Ayde Chayim. You hated me, and you were Choshet Mishksherim. You hated me, Sin Sisnos Achichabul Vecha, and Choshet Mishksherim. And you didn't appear. So Hashem has Megalgul this thing through you, but meanwhile, I will be here anyhow, one way or the other. Either we're going to come down here, Shalshelas Sel Zohov, or Shalshelas Sel Barzel. So you didn't send me here. Hashem used you. Niki Yaholim, Hashem did it. Yossi Meini, God made me love as an advisor, Rashi says, Lechaver, Le Patron, a protector, a patron, a friend, a personal patron, friend, protector, advisor of Harum, Ula Odon, and chief of staff of his palace, Uchol Beso, Umosha, and a prime minister, Uchol Erz Mitzrayim. So I'm three things. I'm an Av, I'm an advisor, patron, a friend of Pharaoh. I'm Odon, I'm chief of staff of his Beso, his palace, and I happen to be prime minister also of Odon Moshe. V'yamar v'yalum, quickly go up Elavi to my father, because there Yisrael is north, right? Avi v'amartim Elav, and speak to him. This is what you say. Ko amar bincha Yosef. So says your son Yosef. Somani Elohim. God made me Odon chol Mitzrayim. I'm the ruler of the whole country. Radoi like, come to me. Al tamo, don't stand. Don't stay. We shop to Eretz Goshen. You will live and dwell in Eretz Goshen, which is the best part of Eretz Canaan. That's the Nile Delta. If you know the map of Egypt, the Nile Delta, where the Nile flows in, flows from the Mediterranean up north there, top of Egypt, top left side, top western side, right above that in the Negev Desert. Right above that is Wadi El Harish. Nahar Mitzrayim, but the Egyptian river had nothing to do with the Nile. It's called Nahar Wadi El Arish. Anyhow, so Yashav to Erz Goshen, this is the best place. While you so called Avila, you be close to me. Atom, you, Ovanecha, yours, children, Ovanevanecha, your grandchildren, Mitzonecha, and your sheep, the Korcha, and your cattle, the Chol, Asheloch, everything you have. The Chil Kalti, Oscho, Shom. I will support you there. Ki Od Chamishon of Rov, there are 5 more years of hunger. Right? He had, most Yosef is 39 years old. He became a king at 30, and there were 7 years of good and 2 years of bad, so that's 39. Pentivorish lets you go to poverty. Vorish from rush, poverty. Atul Vesecha, you and your family, everything you have. Uncle is Dilma Tismaskon, you'll be in Sakono. Rush, you'll be impoverished. Avahine and Echem Roas, your IC. Danny's talking to the brother. Hine Nechem Roz, your I see. What? What does he see? Your I see my covet. And I show you the Mila. And the eyes of my brother Binyamin sees that I don't hate him because he was not at the sale, but you people were, so therefore I like you just as I like them. I harbor no sin. This is the mouth that speaks to you, Lashon HaKodesh. Up to now, the Melech was speaking, as if I didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. Now there's three things here. Ro'o, you see the Mila, you see the covet. Shoma, you heard me speak Lashon HaKodesh. On Maven, you understand, ain't sinna, there's no sinna between me and you. Now here is a Moyer de Gazach. Pi Hamadar Alechem. Ooh, wow. Here's the Moyer de Gazach. He said earlier in Pasuk Dalav, Yom Yosef Alecha Gushuno Elai, come here close. Yigoshu, and Rashi says he showed him he was a Mohel, Mohul. Everybody was Mohul in Mitzrayim. Yosef made a Gezerah. Everybody had to be Mohul. And number two, Yosef was born Mohul. Elah told us Yaakov Yosef. Everything that happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. Yaakov was Ishtam. He was born Mohul. So was Yaakov. Was Yosef. In fact, they looked the same. They told us Yaakov Yosef, it says, and told us. They looked the same. Ziv Ikunin. He was the icon of his father. They looked exactly like his father. So that's why earlier they wouldn't have hold him upon him. They looked at this. Their father was talking to them. They saw he was Maul, right? Now, all of them were Maul. So what proof does that have? No proof at all. Honest. What does it mean? You're going to hear a bombazach now. Oh, Gishun Oelai. Kol HaMitzriyim Hoye Muhalim V'Mazeh Haraya El Moshel Hoye. It's a Moshel. Kifi it says, Kifi HaMadaber Aleichem. The mouth is talking to you. Just like a person who speaks, you can tell from his law, says the Mefarsh, look at Sifz Chachamim, look at Rashi, look at the Malbin, look at everybody, Ramban or Chaim over there. Just think, you can tell a person's conduct, the way he speaks. The way he speaks in Lashon HaKodesh, in fact, doesn't have any words for human organs. It only has kinuyim pronouns. It's a Lashon HaKodesh. It speaks in Lashon Sagi Nohor. And if how a person speaks reflects what kind of moral life he's led. The Pi HaMadaber Aleichem is a moshul for that. I didn't mess up my life. I'm a shomer, very careful. The Bris Kodesh. The Pi HaMadaber Aleichem. Milashono Hikir Shlo Oso Masa Aveiro Mizeh. From here, says the mind base of Sheva, maybe we can make a heckish between Metzitza Pepe and a Bris. Because P, Hamadaber, P, and Nilam. Look at the mind there, Gugoyness, Mardik. So it's a mushel, like Lashon Sagi Nohor. Because, well, why would it be all in the stream? We're forced by Yosef to have Milam. Look at the mind base of Sheva there. Now let's take a look at this. Maru Olues Ovi Avalu El Ovi, go to my father. Love Eretz Yisrael Gavoa Mikol Haratzos. Eretz Yisrael is higher than all land. Is that Rashi, right? Is that really true? I mean, just go north. Eretz Yisrael is north of Mitzrayim is south. Why do you have to say that? And go north, go up north to Canaan. Alu, that's what it means. Why does Rashi have to say this? Eretz Yisrael Gavoa Mikol Haratzos. Can't you say Pshat? It's just north of. Ya'alu, go up to my father. Eretz Yisrael Gavoa, says Rashi Mikol Haratzos. The fact is, that could be true. If the world is a globe, a sphere, and you turn it anyway, you turn it, the part that's on top is on top. You can turn any part of a sphere, any part of a circle, to make the top, any country the top. So therefore, Eretz Yisrael is the top where Adam Arishan's head came from. That means that's the most important place of the world. That just means Gavoa Mikol Haratzos is the most elevated in Ruchnius. It's physically, but Hashem happened to make the Adam Rishon head from the Evishin Seah that's under the Dome of the Rock over there on Hara Maria. So that's one explanation. Another explanation is this. Eretz Yisrael Gavoa Mikol Haratzos. Denver is higher. Mount Everest is higher. Any mountain in America is higher. The Alps are higher. Rambam doesn't say lamala mekol haratzos. Gavoa is a ruchniyistika term. But ruchni is gavoa mal gavoa Hashem. Ain't lamala mekol haratzos bekoma in height. Rak beruchniyis. That's what it means. Gavoa mekol haratzos. Gavoa is always used for ruchniyis. Gemala is always used for physical. Now, Maru Alus Avi Mar Martim Elav Komar Bincha Yosef Shomani Likim Adon Chum Yisrael Redoilai Al Tamo Vishav to Burn. So Yosef makes his fathers first, but Pharaoh makes Yaakov last. You know, it's like Goyim, the old man, bring him along also. Here is Komar Bincha Yosef. First of all, Malus Avi, he's the main thing. Then you bring your family down. Yosef made his father first. But when Pharaoh says this, and a few pasukim, he says, take your furniture, your kids, and also take the old man also. That's the difference hasaga between a yid and a goy, how he looks at a father. Okay, and Zanchum Rechil Kalti Osa, I'll feed you. Kalkola means I'll feed you. The Ozu and Yosach Unkles, I will feed you. Food. Kalkel Chaim Bechesed. Which Shom there in Goshen, Goat Chomishana Rav, there's still 5 years of Pentivore, unless you go to Rosh Yukampur. I told you, you and your family, call the Shalach, Hine and Echem Rosh, you see. You see the Milo, and you see, according to Pshat there, and you see my Kavodi, Vein Yochim Bin Yom, you see, I don't hate him. Kipi Amadamar Lechem, my mouth is speaking Lashna Kodesh. Kipi, you know, it has a hyphen in between, a Meseg. We don't read it Kipi, we read it Kipi Amadamar Lechem. It's one word. Kipi Amadamar Lechem. Kipi, it means like my heart, so is my mouth. I don't say one thing and think something else. And not Echa Bepe, Echa Beleit. Kipi, I speak what I think. Tell me you're my father. It's called all my honor. The women's rhyme in Egypt. It's called Asheri Isim and everything you've seen. Mahartem, you shall quick. And go, Horadim Zobi Hain, or Ain, or bring my father down here. Yipalav Savre Binyamin. Fell on the neck of Binyamin. Achiv, his brother, Yaif. Why his brother? Binyamin first. His brother from his own mother, one mother, that's why it's first. Yeah, Rachel only had two children. But Yom Bochal Savorov, and Rachel cried on his neck. We got a big problem with this pasuk. V'yipol al tzavarei, how many necks does a person have anyhow? V'yich b'yom boch al tzavarov yudvot, two necks. How many necks does a person have? The simple b'shad is, Savor Shel Binyamin is like Elokei Avraham. That's right, it's just possessive, that's all. So, but there's a drush here. The Eplot Savri Binyamin Echavayev, Al Shnei HaMikdosh, or the two Beit Vatim Mikdosh, Shel Sidon Eos, Bechelko Shel Binyamin, that are going to be in vain, and the Chelko Shel Binyamin, the Sofer Lechorev, and then to be destroyed. As Bayis Vishnu, Bayis Saint Shani. First one lasted for 10, the second was for 20. Oh, but I thought it was in Yehuda's Chelek. Oh, Kodesh Kadosh and Mechelik Shel Bin Yomin, but the Mizbeach was Mechelik Shel Yehudo. And the Kodesh Kadosh was the holiest place. Therefore, these the two Mikdoshos of Bin Yomin, which means by its region, by Shani, Bin Yomin Bochal Savarov, Mishkan Shiloh, because for 369 years the Mishkan was in Shiloh, Mechelik of Yosef. Shos and Yos, Shel Yosef, and Sovati Chorei. But my voice side, there's a big bumper cut here. I mean, yeah, Tzavarei is two. We know that. I understand. But Tzavarov is also two. And here you just said it was two Batei Mikdash and one bad place in Shiloh. Now we're going to give you some more Baruch Hashem, some Hashkofa into the parasha. This is from the Gedoli Yisrael from Rishonim Acharonim. It's the Torah brought to life. Vayipol Vayeich. Two things in Binyamin. By Yosef is only one thing. Barcha. In the Farshim. That's why it was two in Chelik of Binyamin, because it says he did two actions. V'yipol v'yeif and Binyamin only barcha al tzavara, only one. That's why it refers to the one place in Shiloh, which is one place. Ad tzavarov means possessive, his neck. So you could do that. Tzavarei is also b'smichus, possessive. Like leilukei Avraham, tzavarei Binyamin, same thing. Or tzavarov can mean his. Otherwise, you take out the yud to be tzavaro, his neck. It's tzavaro, the neck that belongs to him. Of course, the neck belongs to you. I want to tell you a soda satorim. The Rosh represents Ruchnius. The the guf represents gashmius. What's the connector? That's the tzavor. That's the neck. Therefore, Beis HaMikdash is trying to be mechaber odom im elokim. He's trying to mechaber a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tzavor, Beis HaMikdash mechuna b'shem tzavor, says in here in Megillah, Mem Tezayin, the Beis HaMikdash is mechuna b'shem tzavor. It's a neck connector between the gashmius and the ruchnius. Kamosha Dorshu, Parish, Shir Hashirim, Kemigdal David, Savarecha, the Koy al Beis HaMikdash, Migdal, the Tower of David, Savarecha is your neck. Oh, looking for Midrashim, Parish Rashi over there, and that Gemara Megillah tells Zayin. Al Savar Ben Yom, Chikam Tavor of Hoyel Ben Yom. How many necks does a person have anyhow? Omer Lezu Bachash, Nei Mekdashim, Shal Sidon, Yos Bechelkos, Shal Ben Yom, Vasidon, Lechore, Ubo Yomen Bach, Omer Abelozu Bachash, Mishkan Shilo, Shal Yos Bechelkos, Shal Yosef, Osir Lechore, after 369 years. And again, in Megillah Tezayin, Omer Beis. That's how you know that Tzavor, the neck, is the connector between Gashmius, the head and the body, head and the thorax, which means the head and the guf. The Gashmius and the Ruchnius is the next connector. The Beis HaMikdash tries to mechaber Adam to Elokov, to Hashem Yisborach. Yinashik called Echov, and he kissed all his brothers, the Yef, and he cried on them. What did he cry on them for? They made a terrible mistake in their lives. And Shemavayishim, they're very embarrassed from that chesh. They rechoshed him as a rasha. Tzadik Tomim. They rechoshed him as a Navi Sheker. He's a Navi Emes. They rechoshed him as a Bal Gaiva, Lashon Hara. He's nothing of the kind. Ooh, he cried for their embarrassment, but they made a toast, no rod b'chayehim. V'yev chaleim, v'achikein dibu echob ito. Then they spoke to him in a nice way. V'achikein, v'achishiro, uhu boche. When they saw him, the king, crying, v'libo sholom imoim, he was truly sincere with them. No hatred, no animosity, no revenge. Dibu el echob, shemetchilo hoye boshim imenu. They were ashamed of him. Bakol nishma beis faro, and their voice, this whole conversation, this whole thing, was heard in the house of Faro by the government officers. Leimor bo'u achi Yosef. Oh, the brothers of Yosef came. He does belong to a mishpocha meyucheses. V'yita b'eini faro shu mishpocha meula. He's not a commoner. V'yita b'eini faro v'eini avodov. Now look what it says about Kol Nishma, the first one, composing Beis. Yit enes kol bevchi v'yishma Mitzrayim, v'yishma Beis Faro. Mitzrayim heard second, but first v'yishma Beis Faro, the family of the staff and that palace heard it. They thought he was a Meshuggah, because he's alone, without a security guard, with 11 big, tall bruisers, and he starts crying, a king. They thought he's lost his Caleb, he's out of his mind. Finally, it says again by Yishma, Kol Nishma, he's not Meshuggah, and he's not out of his Kalim. He is the biggest Tzaddik in the world, Tzaddik Yisod Olam. Then they have a tremendous Mechoshim of Tzbocha from Yaakov and Yitzchak Avram all the way back for hundreds of years. They knew about this famous family of Canaan. Kol Nishma, based on that, he's really have not lost his mind. He's really a great person. He has brothers, but now you know where he comes from. He's not a nobody. That he comes from. He's not a commoner who became a king. He's a great person from the greatest family people know. Yomer Faro El Yosef Emor Lachechot, tell your brothers those who do this. Tanu's Birachem, load up your donkeys. Ulchu and go. Bob Arzu Canaan, come back there to Canaan. Ulchu Zavichem, take your father. First, on donkeys, the covet, that's mentioned first. You'll see about Faro later, and a minute later he changed his mind. Ulchu Zavichem, because the first he's been to the covet, take your father, goes first. Let's protect him, your families. Wavoy Eloi, come to me. I'm personally inviting you. I'm going to give you the best of Eretz Mitzrayim. You eat the fat of the land. You're going to get the best treatment. Tuv, Eretz Mitzrayim, that came out to be Goshen. Goshen is the Nile Delta, the most fertile part. Ooh, I'm going to tell you something now. Hold on. Goshen is equal to 358. And in Goshen, where most of the Yidden live, and Mashiach, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mashiach. He came from them. That's also 358. And a big nes happened there. Nes Gadol HaYosham. Ah, that's also 358. Goshno, Yehuda sent, Yaakov sent Yehuda, Goshno, that's the letter, Neis Gadol HaYosham. Besides Hanukkah, we know that, but there in the tremendous Neis, it's called Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, happening from Goshen. Neis Gadol HaYosham, that's Goshno, he sent his Yehuda Goshno, same letter, three, Neis Gadol HaYosham, that's 358. Goshen is 358. Goshno is 358. Neis Gadol HaYosham is the same letter as Goshno. Mashiach is 358. Ooh, Moshe was the Mashiach. Mashiach Hashem, he's the one Hashem chose. For that job, because the future Mashiach has to come from Yehuda, Moshe came from Levi. I know that not everything in the beginning was al pi seder, you know. Shaul was not from Yehuda, and he was a Melech Yisrael. Okay, things have to work themselves out. Takes time to get themselves worked out. Now, let's take a look here. Okay. First, they betchidu chashu shohi Yosef ba mishpacha pshuta, but lo yichus. Then they found out he comes from Yuchesses. Now let's learn. Now this is Revi, some chumashim. Some chumashim Revi is a little later. Vato and you, tzivei siyozososu. I'm commanding you, Yosef. Ato you, Yosef, tzivei siyozososu. I'm commanding you that they should do, your brothers. The chulaka meretz Mitzrayim. Take from Eretz Mitzrayim agolos, wagons, horse-drawn wagons, the tapichem for the little children, the neshechem for your wives, and the sosim, and savichem. Then carry, get the old father with you, avichem, avosim, and come. Oh, he changed his mind. First he says, load up your donkeys and bring your father down first. And he thought, no, that's pasnish. No, the Yaakov's son is the king. No, now I'm commanding you a new command. Pasuk Yutes. I tell you, to Yosef, tzuveisi, I'm commanding you, means I'm telling you to tell them, zosasu, this you should do. Kechulakam Eretz Mitzrayim, agolos, wagons, horse-drawn wagons. The tapachem for the children, the sheikhem, your wives, and the sosim, the sabichem, then carry your father. Achron, achron, chovim, you could say, bagolos, agadolos, Eretz Mitzrayim, bring your father back to Mitzrayim, and get rid of your donkeys, forget about them. Avichem ba'osem, ba'enichem estel, al-tokos, and your eyes, don't worry, don't have any chas, no pity. Al-kelechem on your furniture, forget about it. Kituv kol Eretz Mitzrayim lechem. I'm giving you the best of Egypt to you, who? It's the best that you're getting. V'yasu came b'nei Yisrael, and he did b'nei Yisrael, v'yitein ohem yosa golos. He gave to them wagons, al-pi-pharo's command. Forget about your little donkeys. Now you have official transportation of Pharaoh from Egypt. Horse-drawn wagons, official government transportation. You tell him, Seder Ledorech, and he gave him some food for the way. L'chulam nosan ish chalifos. To everyone he gave a switch of clothes, Yosef. Samolos, chalifos. L'bun yomen nosan sholosh meos keseb. He gave him 300 silvers, v'chom chalifos, and 5 switches. Samolos. Now, ooh, this is a very loaded pasig. Does he want to start over the old enmity of favoritism? Why did he do this? Chulam Nosan Ish Chalifos Samolos. Well, Binyamin, his brother from the same mother, Nosan Shalosh Meos Kesem, Chamesh, and 5 Chalifos Samolos. Do you want to start over the old thing again? Didn't he have understanding? Yes, the Gemara asked that question in Megillah Tezayin. He Evshad Dovrish and it's tired by Osad Sadek Yichshalbo. That old Yaakov that he caused the enmity of the brothers because he gave Yosef extra clothes. Because on his pasim, he Evshad, is it possible that Yosef, the smart man, Dovrish and it's tired by Osad Sadek Yichshalbo, he's going to do the same error? Omer Rabban Yomer by Yefes, Romez, Romez Lo. He hinted to the brothers this. She also did a statement. Ben, Rabban Yomer is going to have a son that's going to come out of him. She also will say, 5 types of clothing, and we know who that is. They to who? The Mordechai. And Mordechai came from Mordechai ben Yibini ben Kish. Kish is Shol. That's Ben Yomin. Yeah. Mordechai Yosef Nei Hamelav Levush Malchus. Here it is. Chelas 1. Chur 2. Aterazov Kedola 3. Tachus Butz 4. And Agomon Purple 5. And this is what he was hinted to them. If him, Binyamin, will come out great, great man who one day is going to walk hundreds of years later, hundreds of years later, 1,000 years later, actually. Yeah, we're going to be in the Bais Sheni, the beginning of the Bais Sheni, 1,200 years later. Mm-hmm. So now let me ask you a question, Boisai. Chalifos, the first one is written with a vav, and the second is written without a vav. Why? Because he gave them equal value clothes. To the men, he gave one set of clothes, very valuable. All the other brothers, with a vav, mole, high quality. And him, he gave cheap, five sets are cheap, but both came out equal. I'm going to ask you something, tell you something. Smolos, nucleus says, delevusho. It's not just begodim. These are smolos. These are fit for a king. Delevusho, levush. Doesn't it say that Yosef also walked in front of the king, levush malchus? Levush is like English, lavish. And smolos is, turn the letter around, shin mem lamed, a moshel would wear this stuff. It's not stam begodim. A moshel would wear this thing. Smolos are begodim that are levush, which is very lavish. It says, the kemosh pyra, and also on Yosef, levush malchus. Didn't also Achashverus give Mordechai levush malchus? So two people from Rome became great. Yosef was a melech, and the melech HaMashiach comes from him. Mashiach ben Yosef, and Binyamin came great. Shol HaMelech and Mordechai. He was a melech in Persia. You just wait to Purim. What's going to happen in Persia over there to that guy? Now it's right after Hanukkah. Just wait what's going to be in Persia. Iraq, Iran. Maybe, we don't know. Persia's coming up, and they want to obliterate Eretz Yisrael, right? And some misguided people who looked like from Eden that went there and hugged them and kissed them. Misguided Eden, misguided Kferlich. Name you could be opposed to Zionism, we all are, however, to hug and kiss a person who kills Jewish people. That's beyond the pale. They have been excommunicated by their own group. Okay, anyhow, let's wait to what happens in Purim over there to them. A very expensive exchange of garments. Samolos, that a Moshe would wear it. The Levush, it's very lavish. And like the Binyaminos and Sholchmev, Chesib Chamish Khalifos, and five exchanges, Samolos, which are equal to their one. Now, Rabbi, so why did he give many clothes in the first place? Why clothes? Simple. He made them all tear Kriya. Yosef made his son Menashe accost them and tell them they're thieves, so they tore Kriya, has to give them back the clothes that they tore. Why 300 Meos Chesib? Sholosh Meir, why not 100, why 2, what do you mean? Everything in Torah has a very, very deep reason. Why Sholosh Meir, why? It says in Gittin, Memdaldin, HaMocher Avdo, Lagoyim, Kontanoso, Ad Asoro, Bedomin, 10 times the amount. And you know that Eben Hilchos Erechin is sold for Shloshim. 30 silvers and 10 times 30 is 300. And getting mem dalid. That's why 300. Khalifo. So we took care of five. We took care of the extra vav. We took out the word smallest as part, as opposed to begotten. We took care of sholosh meir's kesef. Why that is. Okay. Now we go for a little of the sholosh kazos. And to your father, you send like this. Asor Hamorim, 10 donkeys, males, those in Mitzvah Mitzrayim getting, having the best, taking the best out of Mitzrayim. Esra, sown those, and 10 donkeys, female, those in Bar, carrying grains, Velechem, and meat, Humozo, and relish, and fruits, says the Tukarashi. Aviv Ladora, for his father, for the way. Yeah. Now, it wouldn't, Lechem doesn't mean bread, pas is bread. He wouldn't eat bread anyhow, pasakum. And, so Rashi says, Kinoshon Kazos, Kecheshman Hazos, Mahu Acheshman, Yud Chamorim, and 10 Asonos. He didn't send him anything, by the way. Kazos didn't send him 20 donkeys at all. No donkey, zero. Kazos, like this. He sent him a couple of wagons pulled by horses that would have pulled 20 donkeys load. That's all. And he sent them to Bani Yetzer. Rashi said, Asonos Shemilas Kazos Hamiyoseres. Like this. Moralki teaches you, he never sent him any donkeys. Rakhaki Kama, this is what it means. Koro lo aviv. Rakhaki Kama, Kro. Lo aviv shalach bagolis. He sent his father wagons. Kazos. Kaloma kecheshman azad. This would be picked. Would be carried by 20 donkeys. Shuma masa yudachamorim. Yudachason is Why? It's very good, everything. We don't see that when Yaakov saw these animals. Didn't save me. He saw the wagons. He didn't see any donkeys. Vasonas. Oh, the Kalahovin, that's obviously. He saw the wagons. He didn't see any donkeys because none were sent. There's only the load of 20 donkeys. Shem Hagon Marshal. He brings Rashi down. Matub Mitzrayim, the best of Egypt. What is that? Matzina B'Gemara Shishalach Yayin Yoshan, old wine. Shadas V'Kenim, the mind of old people. No Mehemen, or get enjoyment from it. Because old people and wine are the only two things in the world that gets better with age. Everything else spoils with age. Wine gets much better with age. In fact, you pay much more for a $12 bottle of wine and a $4 bottle of wine, about triple. Because wine and age, people get wiser and wine gets better. Didn't say he drank it. Das the cane and the knowledge. It's a symbol he sent him. That's all. Didn't to drink it. He wouldn't drink stam yenim or pasiakum. Grease and shall pull. He sent him some kind of beans. Very good beans from Egypt. So the obvious law goes, oh, you send them like this, a couple of wagons of horses, like what 20 donkeys would carry. And he sent them little agolos, little calves, pulling that thing. You'll see in a minute. SSO knows, Shalkos Echov, and he sent his brother, Yelchva Yom Aleim, Altikos Abaderich. Don't quarrel along the way, like whose fault it was that, who sold him, and I told you shouldn't have sent him. Don't do that. Don't argue along the way. Altikos Abaderich, Omer Rabbeloz, Omer Lehem, Altis Ask Abaderich, Bedevah Halacha. Don't get involved in Halacha, because you'll lose your way, you'll be turned down the wrong road, you're going to come home late. Shemot, Tirguzu Aleichem Haderech, because then the road will be a burden to you, because you got lost. You know how it is when you go down the turnpike, and you miss, you're going 75, and you should have been on the right lane, and made that turn off exit 157, you're now at 154, and boy, you have half an hour to get back to where you're going. That's right. Don't get involved in anything, just watch what you're doing. I'll tell you what's about Derech. Don't get involved halacha, because that's very technical. You need a mind for that. Don't walk too quickly. Bring the sun into the city. Come home while it's still light, or into the town along the way where you can sleep overnight. Leave when it's light and get there while it's light. Don't travel at night. Don't leave. Therefore, don't rush. Leave early and get where you have to go while it's still day. Another thing is, they said this, don't blame each other, says Rashi, but whose fault it is, forget about it, okay? Yahweh Mimit Swahim, Yahweh Eretz Kanala, Yaakov Avim, they probably had Chitza Saderech, I don't know, but maybe they did, because they didn't want Yaakov to suffer, but Yagidu, they told him, Lo Lemor, oh, Yosef Chai, Yosef is still living. He's that man, Moshe of the Chol Eretz Mitzrayim. The Ofag Libo, his heart refused to believe it. Like Mephigan Tom, he 50-50 believed him. Because it's like, you know, you take wine and you dilute it with water, or coals and dilute it with black stones. It's a pekimo, like you have something and it's perfect, but it has a little pekimo. Something's diluted or defective. Because Ve'yofa Glimo, he not completely believes them, because they lied 22 years ago. They said, look here, Hakir Eskasonis, look, he's taught off of Yosef. And now you come 22 years later and say he's living, so you're lying. Once, Rashi says, once you tell a lie, you lose your credibility. He didn't trust him 100%. Like a pigim or a pug diluted. Once you tell a lie, you're always a liar. And yeah, they did tshuva, I'm sure, but that's it. And Rashi says, even if you tell the truth, they don't believe you anymore. Yeah. He couldn't believe 100%. He didn't trust them 100%. Because their logic was a little bit diluted. Was not affected. Okay. You saw the wagons, there's no donkeys here. Because when Pharaoh gave them, it says in the Medrash, gave them wagons, the wagons, it was the emblazoned in the wood wagon, was the sign of the Avodah Zarah, and horses. Yosef told them, when you get some out of town, get rid of those wagons, burn out that symbol, or get rid of the horses, and connect little calves. Why? Because only Father and me knows what we were speaking. When I left, it was din of Egla Rufo. And now he knows that Yosef sent wagons. Eglos, Agolos, wagons, kids. Ooh, Yidavrelem is called Diveres Yosef, or Shidivrelem, Yars Agolos, wagons pulled by calves, not the horses of Pharaoh. Ooh, says the Mepharshim. Al Tikra Agolos, Elo Eglos. Look at Sivti Chachomim. Only Yosef and Yaakov knew this. That when they left 22 years ago, separated 22 years ago, they were talking about Egla Rufo. And nobody in the world could know this. And he knew that they wouldn't believe them 100%, the brothers. So therefore, he had to give them a secret that no one in the world knew. And only Pharaoh and Yaakov and Yosef knew that. Gosh, Yisholach Yosef. Not but the horses of Pharaoh. No, the calves pulling the wagons. Let's say so to carry him. V'ti ruach leviyim. And v'ati ruach Yaakovim. This life was relit, rejuvenated. And the neshama was rejuvenated. He had ruach HaKodesh. He had nevuah came back. This nevuah came back. Now, Egla HaRufo, this is a Moir de Kazakh. My father talks about the Mayan. The Indian Egla HaRufo, and the English, the Atzmo, in that subject itself, Merumus, Kavanas Yosef, Chet HaAchim, Hainu, Shlo Patruhu, Beli Levaya, Lo Lechem. They send them away with no food. That's what you asked the Odas Canaan in the city. Did you have an order here? You sent him away with no food. He felt depressed, and therefore, when he was attacked by a man, he didn't feel it's worth to suspend his life, to defend his life, because the city he just came from doesn't like him. They rejected him. He's a worthless creature, and they sent him out. Patru below lechem mine. They didn't treat him right. They didn't give him seder laderech. He didn't have that extra umph to fight back the killer. And you find a dead body between two cities, and you don't know who the perpetrator is. You bring an Eglo HaRufo, a little calf. You bring it down to the valley that never was worked, and never has planted, which means this man never had children. And you take the Eglo HaRufo and you chop his head off with an axe from the back. And then that's mechaper for the perpetrator. We don't know who he is, but that the Eglo HaRufo goes into the ground, and the perpetrator, it's going to mechaper for this man's life. Says the Medrash Vayter, they never did that, never chopped off an Eglo head. It took the axe and they tapped it lightly on the eagle's head, and the eagle ran to the home of the killer, of the perpetrator. Ooh, now they had him. Yeah, that's what happened. And then the skater have to pick up the hands and says, Yodeno l'shofchu s'damazeh, which means I don't blame my brothers. They can actually say they never killed me. Now, look in the Mayan, but the Egla HaRufo and here, this Egel, Agolos. So much to say. Yofag Libo does not mean he fainted, because he didn't believe them. How could you faint if you don't believe somebody? Like people say he fainted. No, Yofag Tamo. Ki lo hemen hem. Omrav Shimon. Ki lo hemen lo hem. Omrav Shimon. This is almost the Rav Nosson Perek Dalet. Omrav Shimon called Onshu Shal Badoi. Kach Onshu Shal Badoi. This is the punishment of a liar. Shafila Omer Emes, even tell the truth, ain't shown him, though you don't listen to him. Shekin was seen by Bnei Yaakov, one Michel Yaakov, Shinemar, and Vayeshev, last week, 2 weeks ago. Vayikiru, they recognized him, Vayomer, Kasonis, Benihu. Vayikiru, Vayomer, he said, this is my son's Kasonis. Dichog Macharona, therefore, 22 later, Rafa Pisha, Dibra Emes, even though it told 100% truth, Lohem and Lohem, he didn't trust them. Shinemar, Vayofa Glibo, his heart was disbelieving. Lohem and Lohem, he didn't believe him 100%. V'tchi ruach Yaakov yesh omer ma'ahu v'tchi ruach Yaakov ruach HaKodesh Shechina shenistalik memenu before 22 years Shor saw love Osishor came back to him at that moment. Some say it means nevuah. Shechina ruach nevuah came back to him after 22 years. He knew that Yosef was the one that sent it, because the Vua came back. And he saw the Egla HaRufo, the Egal Agolim, not the horses that pulling Pharaoh's official wagons. He saw Agolim pulling wagons with no Avodah Zarah written on it. Ooh, only Yosef and Yaakov were learning Egla HaRufo. That's why they took off the horses and they put it Agolos. Eglos, Agolos. Play with words. Agolos, Eglos. Agolos, yeah, the carriage, old Golos, were pulled by Eglos. All right, everybody, I am. we're finished. Bor, he sent them bor v'lechem. Muslim, b'kivin shenemer bor v'lechem. Matamal lomer od Muslim. Why send them grain and food? Why Muslim food? What means Muslim? Elam alam shukolad devarim kuruyim Muslim. Everything is called Muslim. The kind of noted in a Muslim. Therefore, a man who makes a shvua and a neder, I don't want to have any Muslim from you, from another person. Shosub chalad devarim chutz min amayim ba'melach. You don't eat salt, you don't eat mayim. Mayim is not a food. It's a drink, and melach you put into food. You don't eat it alone. All right, boys, we're finished. Like Zutten Stark, and we'll see you next time, Yosef Shem.